Hello.
Hey, is this Kathleen Kane?
Yes.
Hi, Kathleen. I'm gonna try and be quick. My name is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First Home Care.
Okay.
Just calling you because I think Josh I'm called to open up a case for you so you can get home care services through the waiver program.
Yes.
And we just wanted to continue the enrollment process with you if you had a minute today.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so,
Absolutely.
all right, so what we would have to do, I'm just going to look up at your case to see where we're holding with all of that. Do you have any questions about the process? I don't want you to be confused or feel like you're being pushed into anything you don't know. And I want you to have clarity for sure.
Right. Just try me. If I don't understand, I'll ask.
Okay, let me just see here. Let me keep this as well. All right. Bear with me one second, okay? Let's see here. Have you having a good morning so far?
I pretty much am. I was just getting ready to go out. That's fine.
Yeah. So what we have to do, we have to be able to call in to the IEB, which is the independent broker. Before we do that, I just want to see where your case is holding. So your full name is Kathleen Kane, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What's your birthday?
7/21/1966. I just turned
Okay.
59.
So it's 07/21.
1966.
Okay, beautiful. All right, looking at everything now, bear with me. Okay, so yeah, we still have to get you on this waiver. All right, let's call into the IEB. What we're gonna do is I'm gonna be on the line, but I'm gonna be muted. So I don't know if they're gonna know I'm gonna be there. It's just sometimes easier because they know I'm on the line, then they start asking like 100 tax questions that sometimes we don't have the time to answer. So if it's okay with you, I'm gonna be muted, but you're just
All
gonna tell
right.
them to schedule your first assessment. Now, if I feel like something's happening and I need to intervene, I'll help you out, okay? But they're gonna ask
Will.
you a couple questions, heads up, and you're just gonna tell them you wanna have your first assessment for the waiver program and ask me if you have any questions now. I'm more than happy to help you. Heads up, they
And
are
is it
gonna
going
be.
to be in person or over the phone, the assessment?
I think it's going to be in person, but they're working around you and what works for you. Okay?
Okay. All
All
right.
righty. Let me get them through. Bear with me.
Thank you.
Yep.
Service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Vera. Are you calling today for the first time? Check the status on this case.
Yes.
You calling to check the status of an existing case?
I'm sorry. No, a new case. A brand new case.
Okay. Okay, so you're calling because you are interested in getting assistance in the home with dressing, bathing, meal preparation, light housekeeping?
Yes, and hopefully taking the doctor's appointments.
Well, it
If
does
that's not
include
a problem,
transportation.
it does.
Okay.
Okay, because
It
I
does
have a hard
include
time with that.
transportation and meals on wheels. Do you have a hard time with dressing and bathing, ma'am?
That I don't. I probably when they arrive, depending on what time, I'll probably, be pretty much stressed. Yeah.
So you just need transportation to doctor's appointments, correct?
And some late housekeeping and make sure I take my medicine.
Okay.
Yes.
So with these Community Health Choice Waiver programs, ma'am, they assist those with dressing, bathing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, or home modifications.
Okay. Now, what does that include?
So, if you do... Pardon me?
What does that include? Modification of the home.
That means that if you're in a wheelchair, they would try to get a ramp in the home. If you need help getting into the bathtub, they would try to figure out a way in which you could get a bathtub where you could take a bath, ma'am. Or any type of modifications when they come out and see it.
All right. Well, right now I'm not in a wheelchair, but I do have to get a foot operation. Yeah, I do. I have a fractured toe. I had a pin put in it, and it was never extracted.
Okay.
So
what I need to do is I do need to obtain some personal information. And please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to the applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. Can I have your first and last name?
It's Kathleen with a K, A-T-H-L-E-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
My last name, K, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, Kane.
Okay.
There's other Kathleen King down here. I knew that.
Hey, can I have your date of birth, ma'am?
7/21/1966.
And can I have an address for you?
1116 Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N Avenue in Yaden. Y-E-A-D-O-N-P-A 19050. It sometimes comes up as Lansdowne because it's the same zip code.
Okay.
You pull it up on the computer.
And can you confirm a telephone number where you can be reached?
215-800-3365. It's my cell phone.
Do you have the 610 number?
610? No, 215.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a 610-333 number?
Not anymore.
Okay. And can you verify your social security number for me?
1-6-8-6-2-0-8-0-7.
Okay, so I do have to update your telephone number because the telephone number I have here, you say, is no longer in use, correct?
Right. That's the only one I
use.
So you
said
it
was
215-800-3365.
And this is your cell phone number, correct?
Absolutely.
Would you like to get text message updates sent to this cell phone about the status of your case?
Yes.
Okay. I just sent the text, and let me see what the status of your case is, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was done a while ago, but, you know, I haven't had a nurse come here in a while.
Mm-hmm.
No. A long time.
Okay.
Because I had a foot operation and they did come here. And I had a home health aid, but she wasn't the greatest. No.
Okay. So I do see that you, is your doctor still Dr. Leroy Fletcher?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had him for 30 years.
I will be reopening your case.
Okay.
And I will be scheduling the first assessment, in-home assessment, with the enrollment case manager. And it will be for the Community Health Choice Waiver Program. Now, do you need for me to explain the process, or do you still remember the process?
I don't know. I guess they do a home assessment and what needs
right.
I have.
So the community health caseworker program assists those in the home with dressing, bathing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, or home modifications. Now, in order to acquire these services, you must make less than $2,901 a month income. You must have less than $8,000 in assets. The assets does not include a house and one car, but it does include checking accounts, savings accounts, pension plans, 401k, 403b plans, or life insurance policies with a cash value. Also, with these community health trades waiver programs, you will get two assessments. The first assessment will be with the enrollment case manager from Maximus, with whom you're speaking to right now. And that would be to see what community health trades waiver you may be eligible for, your financial status, and your medical status.
Okay.
The second thing us here at Maximus will be doing is we will be sending an inquiry to your doctor or a physician certification form to your doctor. Doctor is responsible for filling it out and sending it back in to us. The third thing we will do
Sometimes I have a hard time getting to the doctor's appointment. I just do. I have to take two buses. And then I have to walk, you know. Right now, I don't have a vehicle, and I take public transportation. And yeah, I've gotten a lot weaker because of my health. That I used to like go to the gym and swim and lift a little bit, get stronger. But I'm always flying on the bus. I really am. But I never fell face first. Never, never fell on the bus.
Okay. So what we would be doing is. These programs, they do include transportation and Meals on Wheels or Mom's Meals, okay?
Okay.
So what we are going to be doing is we're going to be scheduling the first assessment with the enrollment case manager. But like I was saying, you will have a second assessment with the Area Agency on Aging. The Area Agency on Aging, what they will do is they will contact you to schedule what we call a functional eligibility determination. And that is just a term to see what level of care you need in a home.
All right. Well, I'm on disability.
I'm on disability right now. Mm-hmm. That's fine. So the fourth thing that we will be doing is we will be sending an inquiry to the county assistant's office to let them know that you are applying for home and community-based services. And what they will do is they will not call or come to your home. What they will do is they will send a letter if they need any financial information, and that would be to see, that would be if they need bank statements, pension plan statements, 401k, 403b plans, or life insurance policies.
Yeah, I don't have that because I've been working
like right. So if they need any of that information, they will be calling, they will be sending that letter out for that information to be sent to them. Okay.
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 Like I have to sit down and get food stamps too, because it's been very costly, to pay cash for everything.
So what it's time to do right now, ma'am, it is time to schedule your first assessment with the enrollment case manager, okay?
All right.
Okay, so what we will be doing is we will be...
It's today Thursday. It's today Thursday.
Today is Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
No.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I really thought it was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't
Friday.
Get the newspaper anymore. Well, thanks for sharing.
Okay. So what we will be doing now is we will be scheduling this first assessment. Now, as I said once before, This will be in person for the Community Health Service Waiver Program. I also informed you that if you have anyone that would be with you at this assessment, please schedule a time when they will be able to be with you. I also told you that the time frames, and that it will be between the hours of 9 to 11, 11 to 1, or 1 to 3.
Okay.
What appointment time would you like to have?
I prefer 11, so I can, you know, start my day.
11 to 1?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a moment.
Yes.
So in order to serve the greatest number of people, you said 11 to 1, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just one moment. What I will be doing is I will be making sure that all of the information that I have is correct, and I will be verifying your address and your phone number shortly. Hold on.
Okay. I also have acid reflux, which is terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I was afraid of, I have a Pepsi ulcer.
Okay, so the address I have is 1116 Duncan Avenue, Apartment A, Yaden, PA, 19050. And a telephone number that you just provided for me is 215-800-3365, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you need an interpreter? We have to ask this of everyone.
No, thank you.
Okay. So I'm looking for the earliest 11 to 1 that we do have, okay?
Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay, so within a 7-day scheduling period, I am looking for the earliest of 11 to 1 that we do have.
Okay.
So let me see something.
I'm wearing a sweater. I'm getting hot.
Okay. So the earliest 11 to 1 that we do have is on October 6th. Is that okay with you?
Okay. What day is that?
That is on a Monday.
All right. Let me get my calendar. Hold on, please.
Okay.
And again, that was October 6th, correct?
Right, October 6th between the hours of 11 and 1.
Okay.
Okay. In order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not give you a specific time. We give you a window of time. Our enrollment case manager will be arriving within that window of time. Before we end this call, I would like to confirm that our enrollment case manager, and her name is Kanisha, and that's K-Y-A-N-E-S-H-A. Kanisha.
Okay. I had someone come here before. Her name was Kanisha. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so Kanisha lovely. Ford, she will be arriving at the address that we verified earlier on October the 6th between the hours of 11 and 1. And the appointment will last between an hour to an hour and a half. You will receive a call from our outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time and advise you of additional information that you may need. Now, for verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please be sure to have some form of identification. Can you hold for just one moment?
Yeah. go. Here we go. God is real, so chill. I'm looking for the charge, friend. It's like, I really am tired. I can't, you know, two shoes are together at all. Yeah. It's not. Sickly.
Thank you so much for holding so patiently. So I was explaining to you that the enrollment case manager will be arriving at the address that we verified earlier. They will be
absolutely
there. You will get a call from an outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time and advise you of additional information that you may need. Now,
all
for
right
verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please have in front of you some form of identification. That can be a driver's license, other photo ID, or social security number, and any medical.
Can you hold on, please? Can you hold on for a second, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll put my shoes. Thank you.
Okay.
I am back.
Okay. Now, any medical information that you may have, such as insurance card, MA access card number, MCO card, or a doctor's name, address, and fax number. Now, should you have a question, need to cancel or reschedule, if you have an address or phone change, please call us back at the number that was called today. And please note that in the event that you are deemed a no-show or cancel this appointment three times, we reserve the right to close your application.
All right, what's the number here? What's the number here if I can write that on my calendar?
Well, I do not have the number to the enrollment case manager, but you can always call us here at Maximus, and that's 877-550-4267.
Hold on, please. Hold on. I'm slightly dyslexic with numbers. 877-550-4267. Okay.
4227. If you have any questions or if you have a question about the person that is coming to you, Kanisha.
Okay.
She will be calling from her work phone, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
Now, should you have a question, need to cancel or reschedule, or if you have an address or phone change, you can call us back at the number that I just provided you with again.
For
now,
sure.
Now when the enrollment, hold on one moment, please.
Mhm.
All right, so I'm just making sure I'm inputting all this information in as accurately as possible. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Now, please note that if you cancel this appointment more than three times, we do reserve the right to close your application. And we will not receive anyone
that
in regards to your application without your written or verbal permission. Now, please note that when the enrollment case manager gets there, the state has asked us to remind you to please have in front of you some form of financial verification in the home. That could be a bank statement. That could be a Social Security award letter. Please show the enrollment case manager. Please do not give it to the enrollment case manager, okay?
What did you say? Don't give it to my case manager or don't?
Do not give it to the enrollment case manager, okay?
Okay.
Now, at this time, is there anything else that I can assist you with today? Do you have any other questions?
No. I just want to let you know